This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was messing with my Aero Precision rifle today just to check it and see if it needed a cleaning or anything. No, but it was very nice to run through the manual of arms with it just because it's just that smooth. This past weekend, or in the last few days or so, there has been basically a mini war erupt in the streets of Mexico, about an hour away from Texas. And you just heard the news reference the 22 people that were killed. Four were law enforcement. Trump has been talking about labeling the Mexican drug cartels that owned Mexico, and they do. He wants to label them as terrorist groups, and this is just another step toward what is increasingly looking to be an inevitable confrontation. They just butchered several American citizens, including kids, and we cannot allow that to go unanswered. They murder thousands of Americans a year here with their poison, which cannot go unanswered. But are we Americans even able to answer a bunch of pipsqueak thugs anymore? Let's put aside the question of if we should use our military against Mexico and look at what might happen if we did escalate. And none of it is good. It's not a matter of the prowess of the people that are of our warriors in the military. If we unleash them, which we seem to be very reluctant to unleash the military. But if we were to unleash them, they would lay waste to anything that we point them at. It's always been that case. But the question is, would we ever unleash them? Would we let them do what it takes to achieve the goal of eliminating the cartels? Because that involves a lot of bloodshed. The answer to that is, of course not. We haven't decisively won a real war since World War II, except the Gulf War, unless you accept the arguable premise that it was an early campaign in a still-continuing Iraq conflict. There's a reason we don't win. We don't want to, as demonstrated by our unwillingness to do the hard things required to win. Can you imagine the Democrats siding with America in a war on Mexican drug cartels? Now, if you can, you are probably more intoxicated on something than Hoover Biden at a strip club on a Saturday night after a payday in Ukraine. Now, this is not to say whether a war on the Mexican drug cartels is a bad or a good idea. Nor is it to say we do not have the combat power to do it. We do. It's just to say that culturally and politically, America is unwilling to do what it takes to win or to accept the losses that would come with a military campaign against the drug cartels. In a military conflict, you always start with an objective. What is the end state if we opt for armed conflict? The bureaucratic tendency is to fuzz this part up to provide some sort of gooey metric-resistant pablum like a Mexico where people are free to be the very best Mexicans they can be, instead of something clear and measurable like destroy Los Tacos Malos cartel by capturing or killing its leadership, eliminating their capacity to grow, process, and transport illegal drugs, and ending its ability to influence and intimidate the Mexican government, media, and populace. Why would we be unclear with that at all? I mean, why can't we just state that? What's wrong with stating that? Because if the objective is clear and measurable, then the bureaucrats can be held accountable when they fail to meet the objective. That's one problem. And after you figure out the objective, you consider the enemy. Who is it? Well, these are extremely wealthy, sophisticated, and utterly ruthless criminal gangs that have through plato o plomo, silver or lead, meaning that you take the bribe or a bullet, infiltrated and control all levels of Mexican society today. And they've also done so in the United States to a degree we cannot be sure of right now, but one that is certain to increase if we go to war. They are technically sophisticated with all the tech money can buy, and they have combat power sufficient to defeat government forces in Mexico. When the Mexican authorities grabbed El Chapo's son, the cartel fought back and defeated the outgunned government units. And in addition, this is key. Inside Mexico, they can rely on Mexican patriotism to help resist U.S. forces. Most Mexicans have no use for the criminals, but less for foreigners. The Mexican president is already decrying an American invasion, and many Mexican patriots would side with their evil countrymen over a benevolent American force. And finally, the drug cartels are ruthless. They murder everybody. And they murder everybody's family in a very graphic and spectacular fashion designed to maximize fear. So a massive U.S. invasion is unlikely for many reasons, but there would be a temptation to use special ops types to target key cartel personnel and locations. That can be effective in a counterinsurgency, where you're trying to stamp out rebels trying to overthrow the government. But here the cartels are infiltrated into the government. You can't kill a few leaders and then go home. Mexican society is infected with the gangrene of corruption. A few SEALs smoking some Sicarios, and a boon, you know, that's a boon to humanity, but it doesn't win the war. More just take over. So to cure corruption, you would have to tear down and rebuild Mexican society a la Japan and Germany after World War II. Is anybody up for that one? Anybody? Hello? We have a whole bunch of peerless killers and death machines, including Conan the jihadi neutering hero dog, but it's not clear any of that matters here. Our political class has its own interest in ethnic politics and cheap foreign labor that prevents the most obvious of anti-cartel actions, like cutting off their drug money by seriously enforcing the border. But no matter how many Mexican students end up beheaded with chainsaws on video, and no matter how many Americans are murdered, there's no way the Democrats and the corporate GOP would ever stand for a real border. And when you combine that with the currently fashionable baloney about the war on drugs, and you know that even as America's troops fought it out with bullets, their country would be utterly unwilling and unable to do the one thing that might actually crush the cartels. And so what do we do? Do we have Delta Force hit the Sinaloas? Some drone strikes? Play drug dealer whack-a-mole? Do we imagine that the cartels would just sit back and take it? Do we think they would just shrug and let our attacks go unanswered? Because the enemy always gets a vote, and they would obviously vote to attack us here in the United States. And it has happened before. So, the cartels understand the power of terror, and we are weak. A few slaughters of ordinary Americans by cartel gunmen in Houston or Tucson? Yeah. Too much for them to take. And we would be blamed. America would be blamed for it. Mull that over. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have not been a big fan of football in a very long time, probably since the 70s. Although I really wanted to watch it when I was overseas, but I didn't get to. Then when I came back, they went on break. Not break, they went on strike, excuse me. They had long break, season-long break. Recently, Colin Kaepernick made a few waves as he tries to remain relevant by he did something rather stupid. I mean, the NFL, trying to look like they haven't blackballed him, arranged for 25 teams, I think it is, to watch him work out in Atlanta at an NFL facility. And at the very last minute, he decided that he would do it somewhere else. There was a waiver he didn't want to sign. He wanted to be in control of the process, which that's part of the problem. You know, if you want to play in the NFL, you're going to have to play by the NFL's rules. I realize that everybody wants to be special. I get that. I want to be special. But for certain things that have to happen, if I want to do it, I you know, as long as somebody else is providing the vehicle for me to do it, I have to do it based upon their rules. Now, I'm a firm believer in second chances. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick was provided with a second chance because he wants to play in the NFL. He hasn't played in nearly 3 years now. And he wants to play in the NFL. Okay, great. And so they were going to do this for him, and then he didn't really want it because he showed up wearing a T-shirt saying Kunta Kinte. Like, he's a guy who's a millionaire, and he's wanting to make out like he's a slave. And that's the other thing. I mean, he was raised by a white family. Come on, Colin. I mean, you and Barack, you guys know the deal. You know the deal. But that's all beside the point. He just got paid $10 million to make a Nike ad where he got out there and said if you believe in something, be prepared to give up everything or something like that. Like being a millionaire and being able to retire from or not play in the NFL and not have a concussive brain injury or, you know, post-traumatic brain injury. That's bad. He sacrificed. And this is a guy that was never a great quarterback. I mean, the league, there's more so-so quarterbacks in the league than there are anything else. But anyway, I digress. Because he wants all of you to know that he's ungrateful. Because he made a spectacle of himself at something called Unthanksgiving. Coming from the Daily Wire, we get failed NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick trashed the United States on Unthanksgiving Day, accusing the United States of having stolen billions of acres of land from indigenous people. In a tweet that featured a video, Kaepernick wrote, "Spent the morning at the Indigenous People's Sunrise Ceremony on the 50-year anniversary of the occupation of Alcatraz. The U.S. government has stolen over 1.5 billion acres of land from indigenous people. Thank you to my indigenous family. I'm with you today and always." Colin, there's nothing beneficial to being a victim. And you should be happy about people not being victims. The leftists may call your concern something about social justice, but there's nothing real about anything that you're complaining about here. He just feels better when he's ungrateful. And maybe that's why he's a so-so lousy quarterback. But being the loser no matter what can get in the way of winning. And this may be, there's some people out there that think this is due to the fact that, you know, he did try out. There were, I think, 8 teams that showed up. 5 of them had to leave his private workout. And he sat there and made a little speech at the end of it saying that, you know, don't run. He accused the NFL of running from the people. So are you, like, leading a movement now, Colin? Right now, even though his lawyer states that there's 2 teams interested in him, there's not a single team that has actually reached out to him to express any interest in signing him. So he's being essentially been rejected by the NFL. So he released a statement attacking the league, saying in a video, "I've been ready for 3 years. I've been denied for 3 years. I continue to be ready. We have nothing to hide. We're waiting for the 32 owners, 32 teams, Roger Goodell, all of them to stop running, to stop running from the truth, to stop running from the people." I mean, I don't know, Colin. Maybe if you were to show a little humility for the fact that you do live in a country where you can get played, you can get paid a lot of money, millions of dollars to play a game. And I know it's a profession, and I know there's a whole lot of hard work in it, but, you know, you get what I'm saying, don't you? Maybe he's congenitally ungrateful. He could be patting himself on the back for his family, his earlier football career, his Nike contracts, which apparently come with corporate power riders, and the fact that people still pay attention to him, despite all of this public display of stupidity. But no, he's not grateful at all. And now he's blaming America and its most treasured holiday, expressing his ingratitude explicitly on its day of thankfulness. So for all of you that have been big cap supporters out there, I understand it. I get it. You know, but this is not about anything other than Kaepernick. Kaepernick thinks that he's more important than everybody else playing in the league. He thinks he's more important than the teams playing in the league. He thinks he should have everything he wants his way. And I would hope that the public establishes his inherent loserness and understands this pathetic ingratitude. It's very hard to be a millionaire and to be a victim. At least I think, anyway. So I'm glad you got your second chance, and I'm sorry that you squandered it, son. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are releasing a 110-page report summarizing their findings from the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In the report, Republicans accuse Democrats of conducting an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. The report is a supplement to the Democrats' report, which members should be receiving shortly, as a hearing is set to begin on Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As far as the mood on Capitol Hill from Republicans, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells NBC's Meet the Press.
Rounds one and two by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff are as rigged as a carnival ring toss.
And former President Jimmy Carter is back in the hospital. The 95-year-old was admitted to a hospital in Georgia this weekend to treat a urinary tract infection. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When you have to ask for a right, at that point it ceases to be a right and it becomes a privilege. And privileges like freedom can be taken away. The right of you, of the people, to keep and bear arms is enshrined in the Second Amendment to the United States, and it cannot constitutionally be taken away. So with these so-called red flag laws, what this is an attempt to do is to take that away, to demote the right of the people to bear arms to a mere privilege. This is being championed by the left wing and some on the right who would prefer that we view the Bill of Rights not as a sacrosanct guarantee of individual liberty, but an a la carte menu of daily preferences and red flag laws are, although often well-intentioned, very ill-conceived reactionary surrenders of our constitutional liberty. Having these, the places that have these will see these be abused. Ask them how it's going in Florida. It would be both curious and dangerous to see exactly how many other rights and liberties they truly believe are subject to such daily whims. Red flag laws allow individual judges to issue orders allowing law enforcement to seize firearms from American citizens, not on the basis of any committed crime, but based solely on the beliefs of others. They allow for ex parte hearings, which is a proceeding without the accused even being present to defend him or herself. They require the accused to appear before a court after an order has been issued and make an argument in defense of their rights. The accused must demonstrate, to the satisfaction of a judge who may or may not be friendly to Second Amendment rights, that they should be allowed to exercise their constitutional right. And most importantly, red flag laws are ripe for abuse in any number of fashions. They can create an undue burden on you to prove that you are entitled to exercise your constitutional rights. Past October, Stephen Nichols, an 84-year-old Korean War veteran, former police officer, and current school crossing guard, was the victim of the flawed red flag law mentality. Mr. Nichols' offense, you might ask? Well, he was overheard and misquoted by a waitress in an Oak Bluff, Maryland diner. Is that Maryland or Montana? It must be Maryland. Mr. Nichols, speaking with a friend, complained of the local school security officers leaving for coffee while the school children were unattended. He complained that anybody could shoot up the school while security officers took breaks. So subsequently, and on the word of the waitress who overheard his statement, Mr. Nichols had his license and registered firearm seized and was immediately fired from his position as a crossing guard. So he had his 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment rights essentially revoked. Now, if we assume, for the sake of argument, that Mr. Nichols' accuser acted in good faith, what does his predicament say about the potential for people acting in bad faith? How many ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends and ex-husbands or ex-wives can easily abuse red flag laws? How many constitutional rights are red flag law proponents willing to submit to arbitrary review by judges? What if red flag laws were applied to other situations of life or death? Like abortion. Proponents of red flag laws regarding Second Amendment rights argue, absent evidence, that without them somebody may die. If we apply the same reasoning to abortion rights, absent red flag laws for abortion, someone will die. So suppose we were to apply this to abortion. Should an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband or parent or friend be able to petition a judge to halt an abortion? Clearly, you would think the decision to have an abortion is a very emotional one. Would it be so bad for a judge to halt the procedure just long enough to make sure that the subject woman is acting rationally? Should we allow an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband or parent or school counselor to make the red flag abortion petition ex parte? Would pro-choice advocates feel comfortable that a judge hearing the red flag abortion petition could keep his or her personal and political feelings out of the ruling? Would a woman seeking an abortion feel overly burdened by simply having to plead her case to a judge, or would she believe that she does not have to explain exercising her constitutional rights to anyone? Would a woman feel in such circumstances that abortion was no longer a right, but a privilege? Which, by the way, abortion is not a constitutional right. Constitutional rights are guaranteed to all citizens. They're not privileges that can be taken away arbitrarily or capriciously. Proponents of red flag gun laws are comfortable with a judge deciding when an individual can exercise his or her Second Amendment right. Would they be equally comfortable with a judge determining the same for abortion rights? Because in both cases, life or death may hang in the balance. Maybe the Supreme Court could look at them both. Red flag laws are simply an unconstitutional burden on rights. And as Benjamin Franklin put it, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And see, something like this is coming. Something like this is coming. What's one movement that we're going to see that's beginning to happen slowly is that the left is going to be treated the way they treat people. The left is going to have their own tactics used. I mean, this is what Donald Trump does daily. This is what he does daily. He takes the Alinsky book, he reads it, he changes things to work for him, and then he uses the same tactics they use on him, and he uses them very well. And having said all of that, you know, it's just you're just sitting here and you're thinking to yourself, how would they react to this? Well, they won't react well to it. You can already see it with the Second Amendment sanctuary cities and the sanctuary counties. And the truth of the matter is this. That would be a whole lot easier to defend than immigration would be. Yeah, that would be a whole lot easier to defend because there would actually be people motivated to defend the Second Amendment sanctuary county. And you would have law enforcement on your side, too. And what they're trying to say right now, as an example, is that you can't do this. Well, but you're already doing this with immigration, right? So this is out there. This is taking their little setup and turning it back in their direction and saying to them, okay, so you want to have a sanctuary city. Cool. Okay, you want to have a red flag law. Cool. We want to, sooner or later, what they should do, maybe Trump can do it. Maybe if we win the House and the Senate and keep the Senate, we could do it. I think they should pass a red flag law on abortions. Because we know abortions, they always cause death. It doesn't matter if they think that, you know, unless you're in the phone book, you're not really alive. That's a silly thing. I think it begins when the heart's beaten. So I think a little bit of their own medicine is just what the doctor ordered. Then maybe they would see rights, real rights, for what they are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Last Friday, we had a London Bridge terror attack by another fanatic Islamist with knives. Not the first one, to be sure, on the London Bridge. And that was a case study in all kinds of things that have gone wrong as blue city politics and leftist reform agendas take over. Who let this beast into the country? Why, even after one terror attack attempt, why was he let out of the can on parole with only an ankle bracelet to monitor him? That was obviously a waste of time as well. Why was he not booted back to his hellhole of origin, first plane out? Why were the cops that everybody's supposed to rely on in lieu of guns, why weren't they around? Why did it take bystanders, one that was armed with a whale tusk taken from a decorative display on a chow house wall, and another one wielding a fire extinguisher, why did it take them to knock the beast down? Why don't bystanders in London have access to guns? There's so many things wrong with this, just to start. The worst, though, was the fact that the terrorist was not just let out on a much undeserved parole. He was busy lecturing the leftists at Cambridge University at a conference, participating in workshops on his supposed prison rehabilitation. And the leftists ate it up and called for more such reform. He was one of their leaders, and they were taking it from him. Coming from the London Telegraph, we get this. The event at the center of the London Bridge attack was an alumni celebration for an organization run by academics from the University of Cambridge.
Learning Together was set up in 2014 by Ruth Armstrong and Amy Ludlow from the Faculty of Law and Institute of Criminology. It brings together people in criminal justice and higher education institutions. The attacker, who was on probation and wearing a tag, is understood to have been invited to share his experiences as a former prisoner. Academics and criminal justice campaigners had tweeted excitedly about the day ahead as they gathered at the grade two listed Fishmonger's Hall just off London Bridge to celebrate Learning Together's fifth anniversary. This dude was a star. So it seems that coddling and cosseting terrorists like these as warm and fuzzy, cuddly victims who need reparations from society for their time in the can, that doesn't work out the way they say it will work out. Campaigns against mass incarceration, which is a Soros agenda hobby horse, failed whenever and wherever they are tried. Thomas Lifson put out an article about how affordable bail and letting rabid criminals circulate freely in the law-abiding population has created a very hellish situation in Chicago. But the influence of all of this nonsense is all over, including woke London. You can bet the leftists involved in this sham will refuse to take any responsibility for the two people now dead that their coddling led to. They kept calling for letting these beasts out of the can because dead people can always be dismissed easily. Now, already there are claims on Twitter that his name is Khan. He got a soft treatment under the under Theresa May. Why would I be impressed by that? Theresa May was always imitating the leftists. For the rest of us, it shows the big reasons why the whole Sorosian free the prisoners, blue city ethics argument needs to be shut down. And the UK is coming up on an election shortly. It'd be nice if the voters could remember that one or this one and vote accordingly. Now, believe it or not, one of the things that they study when they're looking at terrorists is most of the time terrorists do not operate in their country of origin. They wish to project what they're doing. So, how they travel has become something to study and look at as they attempt to try to keep this from happening. But the idea of physical land borders, there's a proof of concept for a long-standing theory that jihadists could infiltrate them as they pose as migrants to clandestinely reach targets in a new and unexpected way. In Europe, many dozens of jihadists finally did just that for the first time in contemporary terrorism history. And they conducted gruesome attacks in 9 countries in recent years. Over the next month, this series will explore other places as they go and conduct more attacks there. There's never just an attack. It's a series of attacks. Now, after 9/11, counterterrorism practitioners were expected to constantly study one of the most fundamental components of attack tradecraft, which is terrorist travel. And in addition to how they communicate, arm, and finance themselves, the idea then and now is that staying sharp about emerging terrorist tactic, technique, and procedure like these would inform the national strategy necessary to keep America safer. But there's little evidence in the public record that suggests that those responsible for American comprehension have ever actually acknowledged that, let alone begun studying a fresh terror travel phenomenon that exploded onto the world stage a full year, 3 years ago in Europe, with the November 2015 coordinated terror attacks in Paris. The Islamic jihadist tactic of using camouflaging mass migration to unauthorized border crossings
of targeted Western nations. History shows that contemporary terrorists, to include all 19 of the 9/11 hijackers, have usually relied on conventional airline-related travel into airports, processes that involve refugee resettlement fraud, white-collar visa and immigration law violations. And the lion's share of counterterrorism effort naturally went to fixing that vulnerability. But unauthorized land border crossing was thought to be a hypothesis, and a fanciful one at that, widely ridiculed last year when Trump suggested it was more than plausible at the southern border. But there was a new study that came out from the Center of Immigration Studies that confirms with little room for doubt that irregular migration resulting in unauthorized border crossing happened on a significant scale in Europe and can no longer be ridiculed or regarded as a theory. The proof of concept is now a reality that should be acknowledged and dealt with as the new terror travel tactic it is, right up there with visa fraud involving airline travel. Now, the reason I bring this up is we've got the cartels that are doing what they're doing. Do you think for 1 minute they would not help the jihadists come into the country? Between 2014 and 2018, 104 jihadists used irregular migration across the European Union's external borders, and then they created bloody mayhem. And there's still some of them out there operating today. And these are now referred to as migrant terrorists. Think about it. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cracked stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.